The Gulf of Mexico Alliance is a partnership between the five states bordering the Gulf: Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. Today at the Florida Aquarium in Tampa's Channelside District, the Alliance held a community input workshop. Bridget Washburn is an educator with the Gulf of Mexico Alliance.
The Gulf of Mexico Alliance is a federal state partnership. It was initiated in 2004 by the Gulf governors of the five Gulf states. And now we've begun several discussions with Cuba and the Caribbean. The idea of the Gulf Alliance is to use collaboration to approach ecosystem management at a regional level. It's really a new sort of partnership.
The Gulf of Mexico Alliance has received $5 million in funding from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and $3 million from the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA. The Gulf of Mexico Alliance has identified six priority issues and formed teams to work on them. Randy Runnels is a manager with Tampa Bay Aquatic Preserves and works with the Habitat, Conservation, and Restoration Team of the Gulf of Mexico Alliance.
I am representing Florida on the Coastal Habitat, Conservation, and Restoration Team. There's also a team that is targeted at healthy shellfish beds and beaches, water quality team, basically. There's a team that's targeted at all of these various mapping efforts for resources in the Gulf of Mexico and making sure that we map those consistently and without as much duplication as in the past. There's a nutrient team that is targeted specifically at the nutrients that are coming into the Gulf of Mexico from various drainages, including the Mississippi River, and causing such problems as the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. There's a resilience team that was established post-Katrina.
The sixth priority issue is environmental education. But before the community input workshop, a coalition of environmental advocates held a press conference calling for the Gulf of Mexico Alliance to add a seventh priority issue, climate change. Joe Murphy is the Florida director of the Gulf Restoration Network.
We are gathered here today to call on the Gulf of Mexico Alliance to make climate change a top priority in their issue areas going forward. Also, we're releasing a letter today signed by over 30 organizations around the Gulf to Governor Crist, urging him to use his influence both as the governor of Florida with the representatives from Florida to the Gulf of Mexico Alliance, to the Gulf of Mexico Alliance as a whole, and to other Gulf governors to encourage more action and more real on-the-ground work across the Gulf of Mexico to address both the causes and the impacts of climate change.
The Sierra Club's Phil Compton said that the Gulf of Mexico Alliance should make climate change a priority issue because changes to climate affect rainfall patterns, algal blooms, nutrient levels in the water, and the region's economy.
We have to have plans in effect right now in order to save the economy of our fishing industry and our tourism industry that our Gulf states do depend on. So we ask the Gulf of Mexico Alliance to get serious about this and plan to adapt to these changing conditions.
St. Petersburg City Council member Carl Nurse warned that sea level rise due to global climate change means that governments across the Gulf will need to adjust their zoning to be sure that we're not building on areas that will be unsafe to build on in the future. We need to change where people build. WMNF asked Nurse why he voted with the majority of the St. Pete City Council in November to annex part of Tierra Verde, a move that could allow eight-story condos to be built on that vulnerable barrier island.
You're expecting consistency? No. You have a good point there. At the last meeting, we just voted to increase density in a high-hazard coastal area. I happen to vote against it, but that's one of the points that as the sea level rises, that we are building on places that are unsafe.
The Gulf of Mexico Alliance considers climate change within some of their other priority issues, but David White, the regional director of the Oceans Conservancy, said that it is important enough that it should become a priority for the Alliance.
Rising sea surface temperatures are affecting Florida's coral reefs, which are a major tourist economic engine for our economy. And in terms of ocean acidification, which affects the entire basis of the food chain, these are not issues that we can dabble in. The Gulf of Mexico Alliance needs to focus on climate change and not make it a component of other, what they consider to be more important issues.
There was somehow you could take the message of the
back inside the Gulf of Mexico Alliance Community Input Workshop, the 30 participants broke into three groups for facilitated discussions on topics such as the connection between local economies and the Gulf. WMNF asked Randy Runnels whether the Alliance was likely to add climate change to their priority issues.
Well, I can't speak for what our leadership would decide on that, but I can assure you that climate change and sea level rise have been an important consideration since day one in the Coastal Habitat Restoration and Conservation Team.
Dina Levengood is a community advocate from Tampa. She participated in the Gulf of Mexico Alliance's community input workshop and called it positive.
I appreciate the value of it being an alliance that can actually serve as a catalyst to make things happen, and that it can bring together all the different disparate government organizations to work together. I think the other thing is that the community does need to be involved to help have insight and input. So this is a good opportunity to see that happening. Probably the most important thing that I've learned, though, is how important it is to bring together people who have an interest in this to see how we can compare notes and make things better and leverage our resources, because there are a lot of very important things that we have to make decisions about, and we need to be informed about them, and we have to make smart decisions and not recreate the wheel.